welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 16, verse number 13. In this time where the Lord Jesus is walking from the upper room to with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, he's instructing them in these chapters about things that are to come to pass, that they might have confidence in the Lord, that they not be offended in his words, and he's speaking to them about the Holy Spirit work of the Comforter. In verse number 13 of chapter 16, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, as he is mentioned in verse number 7, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And so here the Spirit of God is not going to speak about himself. The work of the Comforter in the church is not going to be to speak about himself, but he's going to rather glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and speak those things that he receives from Jesus unto his church about the Lord Jesus. It's all in the Lord Jesus. That's how the Father, Godhead, God Almighty has been pleased to work. Verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. All everything that the Father has, Jesus has. Therefore said I, he says, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So see, the Spirit, the Lord Jesus has everything that is the Father's. The Spirit will not do any different work. Today, there are those that promote the Spirit of God, the work of the Comforter, as it's misunderstood by many, as a freelancer, as one that speaks of himself. Of one that boasts about himself. No, the Spirit is always going to talk about Jesus because he receives what he gets to tell and to show and direct to his church from the Lord Jesus, and it's always going to be about the Lord Jesus. This is the arrangement and work of God. It is not ours to question it. It is ours to receive it. Verse 16, a little while and ye shall not see me. When the Lord is put in that grave, and again, a little while, ye shall see me, after the Lord Jesus raises from the dead, because I go to the Father. So here Jesus, he is on the front side of the crucifixion, his crucifixion and his death, but he is with great confidence says, there's going to be a time that you'll not see me. That is so, but there is coming a time that you will see me again. So you'll have this time that you won't, and then you'll have the time afterwards that you will, because I go to the Father. He's fulfilling everything, all that we might understand that Jesus is fulfilling everything. He is a man, yet he is God. He is brave and strong, and Hebrews tells us yet that he feared as a man. He is fulfilling all these things, and he gives them a promise that they will see him again. Verse 17, then said some of the disciples among themselves, what is this he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father, the disciples, they hear, but they don't understand. They hear, but they don't comprehend what it is that the Lord Jesus is getting at. And they said therefore, verse 18, what is this he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. And so it is, we need the Lord Jesus to show us those things that we need, those things that we need to receive. We need the Lord so much to show us and help us in the things of him, and we hear the Lord speak, and we need to go to him that he might give us understanding and clarity. What is this that he meaneth a little while? Verse 19. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, verse 20, it's very, very important. Very, very important information. You can't do without it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Why? At the death of the Lord Jesus, at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. And ye shall be sorrowful, and indeed they were, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Not happiness, but joy. Joy. Why? Because Jesus is going to raise from the dead. Yes, Jesus is going to die. He's going to die a terrible death. He's going to be beaten and afflicted and bruised and bloodied, and the blood run from his body on that and the cruel death on the tree. For some 18 hours, our Lord is going to be abused, but he's going to raise from the dead. A little while, he says, the world's going to rejoice. You're going to weep, but your sorrow is going to be turned into joy. Verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. He gives a parallel here, an understanding of a woman that's carrying a child, and comes to the time of her delivery. Oh, and it's a very hard thing to deliver a child. And some women are able to deliver very easily, but other women have travail and much anguish and sorrow in doing so. And the Lord says, it's that way. This is going to be that way. You're going to be sorrowful when it comes down and these things come about. But when it's done, as a woman, when she sees that baby and she holds that baby in her arms and she so rejoices, she forgets about all the anguish and sorrow and hurt that she went through to get that child delivered. And so it will be with them. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Verse 22, And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. See, they, having Jesus as Savior, rest and trust in him. And seemingly when their Savior is taken away by death, oh, they have great confusion and great sorrow, great anguish of heart. As some of the scriptures tell us in the New Testament, but it was he that we thought should deliver Israel. They have great hope in the Lord. And that has turned to great sorrow and ache of heart. But then, when the Lord Jesus raised from the dead and appeared there unto them, and they marveled and wondered, they had a joy then. It says in the scriptures, and they were rejoiced because they saw the Lord. And that joy no man taketh from you. See, their relationship with Jesus and him being their individual Savior, no one could intervene to be able to take that joy away. No one could intervene to take that joy away. And ye now, therefore, verse 21, have sorrow, but I will see you again. And when I do, your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. That's the way salvation is. It's a personal thing. It's a personal thing between the Lord Jesus and that individual that he has saved. Joy that cannot be taken away. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, we sing. Do you have that joy? Have you been saved by the Lord? Have you seen yourself as a sinner, far and separated from God, and seen Jesus Christ as your only hope, and repented of your sins before God and trusted in him? Have you been saved? The Lord saves a soul. They have joy indeed, joy that no man takes away. Verse 23, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. So here, rather than going to Jesus for their needs, as they have for the past 3 years, now the Lord Jesus says, go and ask the Father in my name. In that day when you've seen me alive and your joy that no man takes away from you has been restored and the rejoicing that you have in me, in that day you won't ask me anything. But I'm telling you, you'll ask the Father. Ask the Father in my name. And you know what? He'll be liberal. He'll give it to you. Hitherto, verse 24, have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So in the absence of Jesus physically, there's the presence of the Comforter that's there with his people and his church. And the Lord Jesus says, don't ask me going forward for anything, but ask the Father. And you know what? When you ask of the Father for that which you need and that which is your desire, and he gives it unto you, your joy will be full in that. A relationship that's beyond the relationships of this world. A relationship with God Almighty. Oh, what a glorious, glorious thing. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. I've spoken to you in parable and proverb and such as that, but the time's coming that I'm going to speak to you plain. Plain things of the Father. Plain things in everything, as he's told them earlier in this chapter, in this book, rather, that he has not withheld anything that the Father has shown him. Verse 26, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. And of course, we saw that was the testimony in John chapter 6, that they believed he was the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, and that he is the Savior, the one whom they indeed need. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.